think it was Deborah that reminded me of this song, and just one line in it. The faith that nothing can dismay. The hope no disappointment tire. There's only been a few times in my life when I've, perhaps to my shame, that I've really needed something, and I just, yeah, I needed that particular thing. And I came to God. Some were more urgent than others. But I came to God nonetheless. And it has taught me something about prayer. If you want to turn to Luke chapter 11, we'll read a few passages and then. Luke chapter 11. In verse 1, it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, he ceased, and one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Then turn down to verse 5, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and shall say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves? For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, for the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. I had to look up that word again, even though I know the definition. It wasn't from the Oxford, but I think the parable or the passage bears it out. To ask to the point of annoyance of the person you're asking. The judge said, with her continually coming, she's going to wear me out. And wonder of wonders, this is a picture a prayer. And he really needed something, and it was inconvenient for the person he was asking. And he was turned away, refused. And we'll, with those 2 points, we'll turn to Matthew chapter 15. This is what it's going to be like, brethren, if you really need something, you really want something, and it's the will of God, and you don't have it. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for for she crieth after us. So she cries with a great need. She's a foreigner. Every strike is against her. Doesn't say how it happened, but her daughter's vexed with the devil. She hears of Jesus, makes a journey, comes, asks, and he basically says nothing. It'd be one thing if he said, go away. That'd be easier to take, but silence just. This is God in the flesh. Answers her not a word. And then his followers say, go away. This is what it's going to be like when you come to God with something that you really need. Now, other things I've asked for and they've happened right like the next day. It's not always like that. God wants us to go with him deeper. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You're not even lying for this blessing. Go away. You're not worthy of it. These are going to be the oppositions in your mind. Verse 25, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. How many of us would have gone away at that point? Not this woman. She had a great need. Insults even from the God of heaven. Now, she didn't take it that way. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. He's looking for importunity. You're not going to be turned away. You're not going to be refused. You're not going away. You're going to be like Jacob. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Luke 18, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Probably number one reason you stop praying, lack of results, if I could say that. You just don't see what you've been asking for. Others might say, yeah. Your own flesh will say, give it up. It's not the will of God. Circumstances are against you. Your flesh is unable. Whatever. There is 1,000 things that'll come against you. But look at this picture. And there was a certain judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Notice the picture is a widow, the epitome of helplessness. No resources, nothing. No man to defend her anymore, no man to provide for her. She's just there, and she has an adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. He's going to bear long, but he's going to avenge you speedily. It's what seems like a contradiction. But just not going to be turned away. 2 Kings chapter 4. We see this. A lot of the examples are women. Perhaps more unable, more helpless in themselves, and they have to come to God. Not demanding in that sense, but crying nonetheless. We know the story, Elisha blesses this woman with a child in their later years, and something happens and he dies. In verse 21 it says, and she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go unto him? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Her son's dead, doesn't even tell her husband. And she says, it shall be well. This is faith in the face of unbelievable, irreversible circumstances. That's it. It's over. Death. But this woman wasn't going to be turned away. Then she saddled an ass and said unto her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not for thy riding for me, except I bid thee. It's going to take some effort. You're going to have to go. Nobody else will know, but you'll know, and you're just going forward no matter what. This is the spirit that this woman had. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, as the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, and meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. It wasn't well. It was terrible. It was the worst possible news. And yet faith reached beyond that and grasped the result. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by the feet. Gehazi came near to thrust her away. Same kind of thing. Disciples say, go away. Get away from that man of God. You shouldn't be here. You're not supposed to be here. Go away. Went to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Somehow he realized the child's died. This woman got something from God, and it died. The child died. We know the story. Elijah goes and he lays upon the child, and the child is raised to life again. Verse 37, and she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Seems like a matter of fact, like she expected it to happen. You understand, brother. You know the scriptures. You don't go like the Israelites saying, complaining, why? You don't come to God like that. But desperation and you just need this and you're not going to be turned away until you have it. That's how we have to pray. Notwithstanding, Lord, give us our daily bread and all those things that we know. But there's some things that come that we need the hand of God to come in power. Because you just don't have what it takes. And you need a resurrection. Grant us grace, Lord.